let yourself become aware of your body, physical body. Just feel totally, totally embodied. This is my body. As I let my body relax, I'm totally embodied. I feel that I pervade this body. I'm the self of this body. It's my body. So as this body, the one who fills this body, me, if I say this is my body, this is me. Focus on the me experience when you say this is my body, I'm filling this body, I have this body is me. Remember this, if the pot says, I am the clay, it is correct. 50% correct, it is the clay. And you are the body is you. So, who you are is in fact the me, the self of this body. So without bothering to disidentify yourself with the body, just notice yourself as the body. This me, the conscious being that I am, is the very me of this body. I am this body. I may be free of this body, but I also am this body. I am the truth, the self of this body. So being totally present to the body, it's as though letting your sukshma sharira, letting your subtle body, your sense of touch, your mind, sense organs, let them all just totally indwell this body. Without any resistance, no pulling away. Notice your own self. What do you mean when you say me? What is the me experience? You have the outline of the body, but it is my body. Who am I? The one who has this body. Just letting the body relax, and as it relaxes, your presence becomes more and more. And just notice your own self, the one you have with ajnana, with ignorance, have always just assumed that the body is you and you are the body. Who is that me? What is that me experience that makes me me? The most intimate, constant experience that you have, intermixed with all of the other experiences that come and go. You're the constant. Feel the body relaxing. And just focusing on yourself as the self of the body. So notice your own self, this me. Just focusing on your own presence, just me. Just follow your breath, be aware of your breath. You say, I am breathing. We identify with the breath. I am the self of the breath. Let the breathing just take place on its own. The prana, pranamaya kosha, the prana, fills and enlivens the body. This breathing body is your body. You have this body. You indwell this body. You are this body, this breathing body. Just notice yourself, the one who has this body, the most familiar self. Me. This is my body. I am this body. I am breathing. And this body has sense organs. I have sense organs. These are my sense organs. Just notice them functioning like I hear the wind outside. I feel my body. I can smell the scent in the air. This body that is alive, that is breathing, that has sense organs. have sense organs. Just focus on your own presence, the one who has this body, the very self, the me, that indwells this body, my own soul. I have a mind. I have thoughts. I have emotions. These are my thoughts, my emotions. They belong to me, to myself. Notice your own presence, the me that indwells this body, indwells these thoughts and feelings. Just focus on you, the one who has this body, who's breathing, sense organs, with thoughts, with a mind. I say, I am my mind, I have my mind, I am thinking. Just focus when you say that I am thinking, I have a mind, I am breathing, I am hearing. Just turn your attention toward this I, this me, that indwells as the very self of this body with all of these capacities. Vishwa. Gently let your buddhi turn your attention, just gently, toward me, the one who is, in fact, the self of this body, the self of this mind, the self of the buddhi. This is very personal me. Not anything spiritual or not spiritual, just simply me. My own presence, the one who is here. I am here. If you're thinking, well, which one is me? It's the self that you can't get rid of. You know, all experiences, all thoughts, all states of absorption come and go. But myself, my own presence, this very familiar me, never changes at all. You're never covered by any thought or feeling. You can't cover it even if you want to. You can't make it go away even if you want to. You simply are that. And it is the most familiar me. It's not unknown. It's just always you experience yourself through the body or through your emotions or your thoughts. All the different capacities that belong to the body. You experience yourself always along with those. But all of them change and you don't. They come and go. You're not always conscious of all these capacities that you have. You're not always conscious of the body either. But the self that is you never comes and goes. You're never covered. You just simply are. It's a famous biblical quote in the Old Testament where Yahweh says, I am that I am. I am that I am. No gunas, no qualities, I simply am. I am conscious being that we label as me. It is me. It is the Atma. It is Brahman. But it is me. Be yourself. Spend the next 5 minutes just letting your mind focus just on you. And if your mind wanders, bring it back. Just being with you, recognizing you, what you are like. back to yourself.